Morning Watch. Loving the Lord and loving one another for the organic building up of the Church as the body of Christ. Week 1. Loving the Lord and loving one another. The most excellent way for us to be anything and do anything for the organic building up of the Church as the body of Christ. Friday, related verses. John 21:16. He said to him again in a second time, Simon, son of John, do you love me? He said to him, Yes, Lord, you know that I love you. He said to him, Shepherd my sheep. 1 Peter 5:2-4. Shepherd the flock of God among you, overseeing not under compulsion, but willingly, according to God, not by seeking gain through base means, but eagerly, not as lording it over your allotments, but by becoming patterns of the flock. And when the chief shepherd is manifested, you will receive the unfading crown of glory. John 10:10b-11. The thief does not come except to steal and kill and destroy. I have come that they may have life and may have it abundantly. I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd lays down his life for the sheep. Acts 20:28. Take heed to yourselves and to all the flock, among whom the Holy Spirit has placed you as overseers, to shepherd the church of God, which he obtained through his own blood. Hebrews 13:20. Now the God of peace, he who brought up from the dead our Lord Jesus, the great shepherd of the sheep, in the blood of an eternal covenant. 1 Peter 2:25. For you were like sheep being led astray, but you have now returned to the shepherd and overseer of your souls. Related reading. The entire Gospel of John covers the earthly ministry of Christ, beginning with his incarnation as the Word of God, to become a man in the flesh, and ending with his resurrection as the last Adam, to become the life-giving Spirit. Hence, chapter 21 should be an appendix. Although it is correct to say this, it is more intrinsic to say that John 21 is the completion and consummation of the Gospel of John. It consummates the entire Gospel of John by showing that Christ's heavenly ministry and the apostles' ministry on the earth cooperate together to carry out God's New Testament economy. In John 10:10, 11, and 16, the Lord unveiled to the disciples that he was the good shepherd who came that the sheep might have life abundantly, and that he had other sheep, the Gentiles, that he must lead to join with them, the Jewish believers, to be one flock, one church, under one shepherd. First, the Lord's shepherding was in his earthly ministry. The Lord saw the Israelites as sheep harassed by their leaders. They were cast away like sheep not having a shepherd. The Lord, as the shepherd of God's elect, prayed, and God told his sent one to appoint 12 apostles that they might take care of the sheep of God. Second, the Lord's shepherding is in his heavenly ministry to take care of the church of God, issuing in his body. When he was on the earth, he was shepherding. After his resurrection and ascension to the heavens, he is still shepherding. When the Lord stayed with his disciples after his resurrection and before his ascension, in one of his appearings, he commissioned Peter to feed his lambs and shepherd his sheep in his absence, while he is in the heavens. Shepherding implies feeding, but it includes much more than feeding. To shepherd is to take all-inclusive, tender care of the flock. This is to incorporate the apostolic ministry with Christ's heavenly ministry to take care of God's flock, which is the church that issues in the body of Christ. In Acts 20:28, Paul told the elders of Ephesus, "Take heed to yourselves and to all the flock, among whom the Holy Spirit has placed you as overseers to shepherd the church of God, which he obtained or purchased through his own blood." Paul says in Hebrews 13:20, "God brought up from the dead our Lord Jesus, the great shepherd of the sheep, in the blood of an eternal covenant." The eternal covenant is the covenant of the New Testament to gain a flock, which is the church issuing in the body and consummating the New Jerusalem. Peter tells the believers that they were like sheep being led astray, but they have now returned to the shepherd and overseer, Christ, of their souls. Christ's shepherding of his flock includes his caring for their outward things and also their inner being, their souls. He shepherds us by caring for the welfare of our inner being and by exercising his oversight over the condition of our soul, our real person. Peter exhorts the elders to shepherd the flock of God among them, so that when the chief shepherd is manifested, they, the faithful elders, will receive the unfading crown of glory. Peter's word indicates that the heavenly ministry of Christ is mainly to shepherd the church of God as his flock, which issues in his body.